Hafaday, Tora Hamzu, Inahan Husi, Jay Castro, Guahusi, Jay Bird, and this is the Red Rice and Finidani podcast. I'm pulling up to the Lati Fest 2024 right now. It's a celebration of our vibrant Chamorro culture held outside the YMCA and Treasure Island in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, my backyard. And it's hosted in collaboration by the Guamanian Community Club of Sacramento, Northern California Chamorro Club, and an organization named Anafa Malik. It's been raining all week, but the Saina blessed us with clear blue skies. But I'm just getting here and I'm riding solo and I want to stand out in the crowd. So folks will want to come up and talk to me. You know, I got my microphone out. Maybe they want to get up on the podcast. I'm rocking my blue Hafaday all day t-shirt. I'm also wearing three Sanahis around my neck and probably breaking all the rules by doing it. I'm not tripping because I got one for each of my kids and another one on for my dad. I'm also wearing this dope woven hat that Alana Abbey in Hawaii helped me make last time I was there in North Oahu. The hat definitely makes me stand out. People are already looking at me. Look, they're right over there. These folks are looking at me. Yeah, yeah. Okay. She's laughing at me. She called me a chod. You're jealous. Don't be jealous. Oh, man. I haven't been called a chod since the last time I hung out with my cousin, Jenny Medibusen. Cruz's Kitchen out of Sacramento. They're hustling behind their tent, pumping out smacking fiesta plates. Corn soup, ube flan, the works. Ooh, what's that? Ooh, I'm jealous of that plate that you have.
Hey, I didn't know you were out here. Making.
Chef Sean Naputi from Pubechu in San Francisco is here testing out a new casual concept that they call Chagi Chicken. He's serving these kebabs of chicken and peppers and onions over a mound of red rice, which is so red that I can smell the achiote just by looking at it. The kebab smells sweet and the rice savory. Mm. Oh, look, it's Tony from the Hoffa Brown Company.
Hey, what's up? What up, dog?
Jay, good to see you, yes.
Jay Bird.
Yeah, baby. I wear mine.
It's cool running into all the folks here because we follow each other on Instagram, we support each other's work, and then we finally get to see each other in person at these events.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Hey, what's going on, y'all? My name is Lenny Indalecio, Familia Kabazu, go by Wix1, SJ on Instagram. You know, we're here at 2024 Lati Fest, you know, supporting the culture. You know, I'm here as a volunteer because I want to show my kids what Chinchuli really is. Coming in, helping out. If you can't help out monetary, you help out with your hands. And that's what the culture's about. So we're here to spread that. Shout out to Jay Bird and his family, everybody, you know, and what they're doing. And we look forward to seeing everybody at the 50th anniversary of San Roque. So again, Lenny Indalecio, Familia Kabazu, Wix1 on Instagram. Holla at your boy.
Like the O'Malley brothers, who run Calabas and Guam style out of their shop in Roseville, California, just outside Sacramento.
Push love, baby.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Stuff looks good, man.
Thank you.
Always got the proper setup.
What's up, everybody? This is AJ from Guam Style. We're out here with the Guam Style brand, and we aim to just protect, preserve, and unite the culture. Make sure everybody's doing their part to keep our culture alive and still living. So glad to be out here. Oh, my brother Tomas, he's my partner in everything. So, yeah. We out here, brothers.
Nice, that's nice. I respected that because I have my brother Jeremy. We always have us too.
This is Chamorro.
Yeah.
That guy's name is Ronnie. And he hit me up on the email saying that he's coming with his Caltrans tow truck and he wants to get barbecue. So he's just strolling by. You know.
Should we get him a plate?
He's going to come and get it, that's for sure.
That's cool.
And just like a family party or really any other cultural event that you might go to, you can't go 10 feet without seeing someone and saying, what's up? They're, look, it's your par. It's a party. Hey, it's a cello. It's your cousin. Maybe it's even your auntie. Hey, look, there goes the Munoz family behind Met Good Creations. They do dope carvings that I got a few in my house.
Hi, Alpha Day. This is Byron, MetGood Creations. This is my wife, Gina, MetGood Chamarita. Together, we are MetGood Creations. We came out here to the Laddie Fest to hang out and chill. We're not vending. We're out here to say Alpha Day to everybody and spread the love. Yeah, so what we do is we do wood carvings. We try to keep the tradition and culture together. What inspires us actually is not the money. It's more of when my kids, family, friends, they go to other people's houses and they see my artwork on their walls.
That goes the same way with me. I try to bring our culture back to the mainland. It's not about the money. It's about the love, spreading our culture and our heritage forward to our young kids, not only my kids, but the younger generations moving forward. We want to keep our island on the map and not be forgotten.
I can relate to that. Yes,
sir. Oh, wait, look, there goes someone from the organizing crew. Let me go talk to them real quick.
Hi, my name is Cece Lozoya. I'm the secretary of the Guam Community Club of Sacramento. I am first generation born stateside. My family is from Agate and Agaña. And today we are celebrating the Laddie Fest. We have plenty of Chamorro food, Chamorro dancing, vendors. And I'm here just to spread the culture, so some Alpha Day spirit, and you know, teach the younger generation about what it is to be Chamorro.
What it is to be Chamorro. That's deep. The way that I think about it, it's not a matter of how much Chamorro I am, although there have been times when I had to prove my percentage. It's about how much I live by the Chamorro values. It means you learn great respect and how to earn it. It means Lati stones, which signify strength, resiliency, and admiration of our women. It means legacy, something inherent in me that I'm proud to carry and pass on.
Thank you, Heidi, and thank you, Son of Eric Rager, Jesus Mossy. Wow, what a show so far. Are you guys enjoying yourselves?
I really am enjoying myself. I'm really having a good time catching up with folks. But everyone keeps telling me I got to go talk to two people, Vic Pangelinan and Verna Castro. So I found them, and they shared some more backstory on this Lati Fest.
So Vic Pangelinan. My parents are Jesus and Lucille Pangelinan. My dad's from Palantet, grew up in Maina, and my mom's from Gagna Heights.
This is hella funny, where folks who are from the islands will give you geographic and structural waypoints and features to describe where they're from.
Where's Palantet?
Right, Jotnya.
Ah.
On the backside. So if you go up the hill and you go, you'd pick Carabao and Jotnya, right?
I have never.
You see, you go up the hill and you take the Carabao in Jotnya, like, you haven't taken the Carabao in Jotnya? Shame. Straight up feeling mamalo.
Go past the big Carabao and you follow the trail in the back of Palantet. So you start entering that way. So the ranches and stuff.
Are. You live here now, I take it, right?
In the States? We live here. We moved. Dad was in the Navy. So we traveled around and ended up staying in American Canyon.
Okay.
1975. And grew up out here from elementary all the way to high school in the Napa area.
What did your dad do in the Navy?
He was a machinist, submarine.
And so as we got talking, he started to tell me a bit about the organization that he's from and how the Lati Fest came about.
So the mission of the Northern California Chamorro Club is bringing our people back home, you know, showing them the culture, having the kids come up and understand the culture. Because, you know, right now as they grow up, no one's really 100% Chamorro, right? we're out in the States, so it's a little mix-max. So we bring them the culture. We have our kids event, we have our Easter event, and we have our dinner dance for us to provide to the community. So, you know, we're all about bringing the community, the Chamorros, all together and enjoy themselves.
I love it.
So actually, our parents, my dad and mom, was involved with the Vallejo Chamorro Club. And some of our members are from Fairfield, Vacaville Chamorro Club. So as kids, we would meet together. So as, you know, the Manumcos go, we kind of talked because they kind of went away. The clubs went away. The scenes went away. We wanted to bring that back. So everybody from the Fairfield Chamorro Club and the Vallejo Chamorro Club, the kids, we had a meeting. We brought it back. In 2016, we created the Northern California Chamorro Club. And we've been going strong as of that, having our community together, showing them the culture, showing them the food, showing them what it takes, put the roots in the ground of where we come from.
I love that. Props to that.
Yes.
My grandparents, they also, when they moved here, were main contributors to the Alameda Guam Club.
Okay.
And so, that's how I met the Duenas family. It's how I met all the Tenorio family, and how we just started spreading in the East Bay, you know, not as far east as y'all, but so that means that like your parents and all of them, they knew of my grandparents for sure. And I bet that you and my dad at some point were running around the same hall at one point in life.
Yes. Because they would travel and they'd help other clubs.
Exactly. That's how they did it.
As kids, we just went and had fun and danced and
participated.
Whatever, right? As kids, participated. Yeah. You know, the kids came up, they cleaned up, you know, pick up all the trash. The three clubs that we have, we talked, we got in a meeting, and we were like talking about putting in Mesh Chamorro. You know, for the month of March, and 30 days, this whole thing got put together. And you know, God is good. We thought it was gonna rain. The sun's been out all day. Everybody's having a great time. I've got no complaints or anything like that, you know? So I think it's just showing our roots, our respect to the culture.
Half a day, Total Hamshu. Hello to everybody. This is Verna Castro, the Executive Director of Anafamalek.us. A Chamorro-based Bay Area organization. My family is Castro from Chala. It's my father. My mother is Nandes Jantanaguan from Agatna. Anafamalek means to restore harmony, to make good for self, for community, and for the environment. What a beautiful central concept. The Latte Fest began with a conversation with Delfina Palomo, the president of the Guam Community Club of Sacramento. We brought in Vic Pangolin, North Cal Chamorro Club president out of Vacaville. Together, we brought in our team. We decided what better way to celebrate Mes Chamorro than to have this in Northern California. Southern California has lots of festivals and clubs, so we wanted to start it in this manner. Also to bring the Manumcals, our elders, our wise elders, and our young people. We're real good with social media and other things like that. So we did that. What a great event. We had 400 to 500 people attend for a first go-round at Treasure Island and YMCA. Everybody had a good time. It was free. Vendors, entertainment, etc. Some key players are Tina, Tomas, AJ, Shauna, Mary, Lane.
Shout out to everyone who was there, to everyone who contributed, to all those people that I got interviews from. Latte Fest 2024. It was dope. I'll see you next year on Treasure Island. Thanks for listening to the Red Rice Infinite Any podcast.